That sounded 100% official with the phone ringing
Didn't it? In the newsroom.
That was awesome.
We have been trying to time that up for years.
Steve, please, please, please keep us up to date with any changes in these World Cup scores.
Don't mock, okay? Let's see. We are now in the, I would say probably the 10th minute. Yes, 10th minute.
10th minute right now?
Peru.
Boy, that's, what a battle that is between France and Peru.
Yet to score.
All right, so, and I'm not saying this to offend anyone.
That hurts.
But?
Who taught us that anything you say before the word but is a lie?
Yeah, oh, right. I
An
remember.
Old program
director. Yeah, program director said that.
All right,
yeah.
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Who's into the World Cup? And I know a lot of people are.
Everyone in Europe.
Okay.
And 11 people in the United States.
No, everyone in the world except for 11 people in the United States.
My son is crazy about it. And he's never, he played soccer as a little tiny kid and that was it. But he is nuts about it. I don't,
this
he's
actually,
an athlete.
This makes me angry when people who aren't into it put down people who are or just because they don't
I didn't
get it.
Do that. I didn't
no,
do
no.
that.
Not yet. It was coming.
It's no, it was not coming. I just don't.
It is coming for me.
But I remember when the I went to the World Cup games.
You.
Was it in 96 when they were in Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to say it. You don't just say goal if somebody scores. You have to make it last a minute.
You do it very well.
Go ahead, Wendy. Keep not putting down people who are into the World Cup.
I can put down someone and let it be known. I don't need you to say it because I'm really not. I just I don't understand it, and I'm wondering when it became popular because we played soccer in gym class. That was it.
Yeah.
And then my kids played the AYSO, was just, you know, a volunteer, everybody wins kind of thing.
Right.
And then I just wanted to know when it took off. Now, well, when did you go to the World Cup?
It was 96, I think it was, that it was here. The opening ceremonies, and they played here. And it really ticked me off that the sportscasters on TV were they spent their time making fun of it rather than embracing it or trying to understand or enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put things down that you don't quite get. And it does bug me a little bit because it's the whole world, for the most part.
It's true.
Not Asia as much, but is completely wrapped up in this. And it's one of those great things that the whole world is doing at the same time.
Right.
Well, you know, we're all doing this.
So like the Olympics in a way?
Bigger.
Very similar. Yeah.
Bigger?
It's not bigger, is it?
I think, yeah, you're going to find, you know, I was just in Denmark during the opening.
StepBertrandTravel.com.
And you'd walk down the street and you could hear roars from the bars of people in there watching and rooting. And Denmark wasn't playing.
Right.
So I think, yeah, I mean, people watch the Olympics, but I think they're invested in the World Cup.
When Harry was in for you on Tuesday, I asked him, because this guy just breathes sports. Harry just lives for sports. So I said, I feel inadequate. I feel like I'm not doing my duty by caring about the World Cup, because I have friends who every time I see them, they'll go, how about Portugal? And I'll go, oh, what happened in Portugal? I don't know what he's talking about, but it's in reference to the World Cup games. And he said his theory is that because in the United States, there's no downtime for sports in the U.S. We've got hockey, basketball, football, and baseball. So there's never a time where we need some sort of a
sports
fix.
There's no drought.
Right. But in other parts of the world,
that's all they have at some point.
That's it. And I have to say, in the amount of travels I've done in my lifetime, whenever you're going through a country, I'll use Costa Rica as an example. When you drive through Costa Rica, every town you go to has two things. There's a church that's like the center of that community, and there's a soccer field somewhere. It's amazing.
And here in the United States, it would be that church and a baseball field.
Well, it's becoming fewer baseball fields and more
soccer fields.
You're such an apologist, and you're very defensive. I'm not slamming anybody.
No, I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying kids aren't playing baseball. I don't know if they're playing soccer more, but they're not playing baseball the way they used to.
Steve writes Steve and Mia Hamm on all of his folders. I'm not tattling. I'm just saying.
By the way, Wendy, you're the monitor I have of you is HD. So
I know, and I don't want it. I have to get my face off this camera.
So when I make a point and you scrunch your face and shake your head no,
yeah,
I can see that.
I gotta turn around.
Okay, I can see that.
Because I got in radio so I wouldn't be televised.
Right.
Somebody's got to pull back on this camera a little bit.
That's how I feel all morning.
I'm not kidding. Wendy. It's too close.
She just had that pingo attention to the man behind the curtain look, right?
You eating a banana, the calls were coming in like crazy.
People loved it. People enjoyed
it.
Yeah, we got more calls on that than anything ever.
Today I ate it on off to the side. I made sure I was.
That's why people were calling. Tell Mary to straighten the camera. I can't see. It's scary.
I just honestly, if this camera is not pulled back by the end of our show today, there will be a piece of paper over it tomorrow.
Oh no,
I'm not
really
kidding.
It's that bad?
Yeah,
don't wear a low cut shirt too.
No,
Wendy.
I don't
That's
care about
problem.
That. I can see my wrinkles. I'm not good in high def. I'm good in no def.
But this is just in house. No one else can see this, right?
Are you kidding me? Go on the website.
CLTV can see me.
Oh, is it? But not now.
No,
but you go on the WGN live stream.
Oh, you can watch that there.
Come on. You can see us all day now.
But you need an HD monitor to see it in HD, don't you?
Most everybody has HD everything except my face, which is no D.
I need some wrinkle cream. I'm just upset.
I'm gonna.
Your face is laudy.
Laudy. I'm gonna have my back to the camera the whole show. John wants to talk to us, but can we take a break first?
Yes.
Would that be acceptable?
Yeah, John, stay where you are.
Oh. John's
plan is to tell us what we're missing out on the World
Cup.
And
I'd like to know.
Let's find out. All right, that's coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy and WGN.
All right, FIFA. Right?
That's FIFA? That's the organization that makes soccer.
You know the sad thing? The only reason I know that is because it's a video game.
Oh, it is, yeah.
That's
EA
the only
Sports,
reason I
FIFA
know that.
FIFA soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so we're trying to figure out, and I've been trying to figure this out every time they have the World Cup, why aren't I excited about it? And you're not either. It's just kind of...
I'd be willing to try. I don't know how to get into it.
Yeah, yep. Well, John is on the line. And John, before you say anything, I just want to keep you up to date. It's Venezuela 2, Itasca 0, that game with 8 minutes left. Very exciting game.
All right, just let it be known, I am not making fun. Bill totally is.
I am.
All right, John, talk to us.
Hi, guys. Actually, I'm watching the World Cup now. I got the sound down so I could all listen to you. I never miss you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Luckily, I'm retired so I can watch all the games. But actually, I'm watching in 4K. That's really a nice picture.
Yeah,
anyway,
it feels like you're out on the field with them.
Actually, France and Peru are playing. Unfortunately, I think right now, the problem, United States did not qualify for this World Cup. They qualified for the last six, but they lost on the last day of qualifying. So they didn't make this World Cup
final. So maybe we'd be more into
it. The interest is not as high as it would be if the United States was in the thing.
When did you start getting into soccer, John?
When the original Chicago Sting started playing, I went to one game. I never liked soccer. I mean, I was into all other... I'm still into all other sports and stuff. But I went to one game, and I kind of just got interested in it. And
you all right there?
Who knows why? Yeah, I never did like soccer growing up. I kind of made fun of it with my friends, too. But I never played it. But, I just got into it. I'm a Chicago Fire fan. I'm a season ticket holder. So,
John, excuse me for just a second. Kenya 3, Lincolnwood 1. That game with 2 minutes left.
That's great, funny boy. Just keep going.
I do keep going because it's amusing me.
These scores are coming in from all over
the
globe.
Incredible. Well, you don't realize how much nationalism plays. I mean, you know, the fans in the other parts of the world are nationalistic about their team. I mean, that's like... when their team loses, I mean, they really feel they lost. And it's, everybody that follows, you know, teams here likes their team, but not to the degree that people in Europe and other parts of the country follow their team and are nationalistic about it.
You've seen this in other parts of the world when a team loses a soccer match. The goalie's life is in danger. I'm not making that up. There are threats on the goalie's life. You've seen this, right?
That's normal.
Well,
a Colombian defender scored an own goal against... He gave the United States a goal because it went off him by accident.
Wow.
And he was shot. When he went back to Colombia, he was shot and killed.
Oh, no.
Who's playing right now, John? John, who's playing right now?
Right now, France and Peru. They just started.
I think France just scored. Maybe you should go watch it. Thank you for calling. John, yeah, have a good
one.
I love
you guys. I listen to you every day.
Awesome. Thank
you so much, Sean.
We appreciate it.
Wendy, this just in. Romania, this is a final. Romania 2, Orland Square 1. What a tight match that ended up being, huh?
Yep. Somebody has texted, I am a soccer fan. When the USA is out, I root for Italy. Neither team made the cup, so I am not watching this time.
A boycott.
I guess. Yeah. I think maybe... if the USA was in it more frequently, I don't know.
No, they're in it all the time, but they're never really in it. I mean, they're never...
Why is that, Steve? Is it just because we don't spend the time in it, in the game, that other countries...
It's not as popular here, right, as it is in other countries?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's certainly pretty popular, but I don't know if people pursue it as much as they do.
All right, so Steve, when Harry was in on Tuesday, I said, and this is for me, because I'm a sports fanatic, like, you name another sport, I could tell you 1,000 guys that play that sport, but with soccer, I could name 3. Can you name more than 3 professional soccer players?
Maybe not. I don't know. But really, the point is, I'm not a huge fan. I don't know that much about it, but it's a really cool thing, and it's just worth embracing and taking in when it's happening. It only happens every 4 years.
Yeah.
The athleticism is phenomenal with these guys.
They say that the most well-toned athletes are soccer players, that it takes more stamina to play soccer than any other game.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And so rather than, put it down. I just think it's kind of cool to embrace it a little bit.
You know what the downside is for me is it's so calculated in that the ball's on one side of the field for a long time and nobody scores. And then it goes to the other side of the field for a long time and nobody scores. And it's like that for 90 minutes.
Yeah, but you can have a 1-0 baseball game as well.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff, because you know the game of baseball better.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to hold your attention through those 8.5 innings. But if you know soccer more, or you're more invested in soccer, there's a lot of excitement and things, even though there isn't scoring being done.
Although, right? I have to tell you, I played basketball in high school, and I loved it, and it was my life, and I don't really like watching a basketball game.
No?
I'd like to play it, not to watch it.
Yeah? Huh.
Here's a FIFA World Cup wiki stat that someone texted us. The cumulative audience of all matches of the World Cup is estimated to be 26.29 billion. Wow.
So think of it. There's nothing else in the world like it.
Right.
Nothing.
No, sports-wise.
Name it. In anything. What else is there that 26 billion people pay attention
people
to?
People like soup.
All different times of the year.
It's true.
This is at one time.
Yeah.
Soup is awesome.
What is the Soup World Cup? I'm in on that. I want in on that.
It's a bowl.
It's a bowl game. All right. Well, I wish I liked it more, because honestly, I do have friends, and every time I see them, they recount their favorite moments from whatever game was just played. And
you're a tennis fan, for God's sake.
I am.
Yeah, see, I don't watch tennis. I like watching bowling when I'm ready to take a nap. That sound of the ball rolling
down.
Isn't it?
It's very hypnotic.
I like it.
Yeah. And I like that the announcers, they do this in golf and bowling. Even though the announcers aren't close to the action, they talk very quietly.
Charlie Wojciechowski should get a job announcing
that. He'd be a great bowling announcer. He talks very quietly.
7-10 split.
Right. Or David Blaine. Wouldn't he be a great bowling announcer? All right, we'll take a quick break. News is coming up next, and then there's a whole lot coming your way after that. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder here with you on WGN Radio. We have a bunch of girls in the studio, and Bill, do you know what today is?
Today would be the longest day, Wendy.
June 21st.
Yep.
The summer solstice, is that it?
Yeah, that's it,
first
exactly.
First official day of summer?
Yep.
Isn't that today?
Yep. As you can tell by all the sunshine outside, it's going to be sunny all day long.
All right. Well, we have a bunch of guests in the studio with us. We have Tara Pink, Manager of Engagement at the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter. Tara, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Lisa Schwartz, team captain, co-producer of the Chicago Honey Bears Longest Day Team. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
And Amanda Costro?
Costro.
God, had a 50-50 chance. Amanda Costro, co-captain, co-producer of the Chicago Honey Bears Longest Day Team. Now, the Alzheimer's Association of Illinois has gotten together to let you guys be creative. Today is the longest day. Duh, I just figured that out. You guys had to tell me. Thank you very much. But so what do? You decide on something you want to do for the whole day and raise money for the Alzheimer's Association?
Yeah, the greatest thing about the longest day is that it's one of our events that anybody can do anything, anywhere, anytime that they want. And these lovely ladies have chosen to do a dance party.
A dance party. Bill, are you going to their dance party?
I will be at the dance party,
Wendy.
It's
purple glow in the dark theme, so it's going to be fabulous.
If you're going to do a dance party, that should be the theme. Purple glow in the dark should always be the theme.
Indoors, too.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, yeah, that is perfect. Yeah.
You couldn't do better.
So what do you do? Anyone can do this? Anyone can attend this? Can people come up with their own ideas and do something? And how do we raise money for Alzheimer's Association?
Yeah, so our event is the largest dance party on the longest day, hosted by the Chicago Honey Bear Dancers in Wheaton at the DuPage County Fairgrounds. And it's at the Expo Center. It's indoors. We have vendors, crafters. Amanda has a list here of all the people that are going to be here. You can go ahead.
Yeah, so this is a family-friendly event, open to the public. Everyone can still get their tickets today and then tonight as well at the event. But we have dance performances of Chicagoland schools and groups who are competing to raise the most money for Alzheimer's disease. The Honey Bears will be performing as well. We have a DJ dance party by A to Z Entertainment, casino games from U.S. Poker Casino parties,
wow,
all these different activities.
What if you can't dance or you don't dance well?
We have tons of non-dance activities.
Right. Don't worry, yeah. Wendy.
No,
don't
I was
find
asking
something.
For you.
For me, well... My dance is the Charleston. I won't be the only one doing the Charleston,
we
will
can
I?
Do the Charleston.
Oh, thank goodness.
We have glow dance boxes that you can dance on as well. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Fun for everybody.
Alzheimer's disease has pretty much, I would almost safely say, affected everyone here, everyone listening at some point and somewhere in their families. Is this how you guys got involved with this?
Yeah. So my husband, he's the owner, producer, director of the Chicago Honey Bear Dancers, hence the reason why we did the dance theme. His mother had Alzheimer's disease. And so him and I were her caregivers for several years. And we gained so much knowledge through just our experience. We said, we need to give back. We need to raise more awareness. And Amanda's grandma also had Alzheimer's disease. So we figured, you know what? Let's go big or go home. Let's raise tons of money and let's do it on the longest day with the Alzheimer's Association.
There was a stat. We had an expert, a neurologist on a couple of weeks ago who threw out a stat that I will never forget, saying that once you get to 65, your odds are 1 in 10 of having Alzheimer's. Once you get to 85, it's 50%. That number's outrageous. It's way too high. So something does need to be done.
Yeah, every 66 seconds, someone develops Alzheimer's disease. So it's
terrible.
It's horrible.
And it's terrible for the patient, as family members that I've seen have gone through it. But it's very difficult for the caregivers. I think they need a lot of support and a lot of help. And the Alzheimer's Association has some assistance for them and ideas for them. Because really, you're so busy taking care of someone else, you forget about you.
Yeah, and they have a 24-hour hotline that you can reach out anytime. One thing I also created after my experience, I created a Facebook page called Alzheimer's Caregiver Support, and it's grown to over 13,000 followers. We have so many people from all over the globe that come together and really support each other. And so it's nice to be able to talk to other caregivers as well. But the Alzheimer's Association gives such a great platform for that as well. So you can reach out anytime on your hotline.
It's such a hard, grueling process to care for somebody that you love so much and watch them go through that. It's just horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to ask, and whenever we talk about Alzheimer's, and I don't know if you told me about this originally, but the Glenn Campbell biopic, I'll Be Me is the name of it. Have you seen it? You really
you
should.
See it.
I know.
It's touching, it's moving, it's sad, it's happy, it's beautiful, and I think it gives you a little glimpse into what this disease means to everyone, patient and otherwise, you know?
Yeah.
It's really worth seeing.
Yeah. Tara, other than the dance party, what are some of the other things that people have done in the past or are doing this year?
Sure, yeah. So we have some wonderful global partners. A lot of them have locations here in Chicago. We have the Barcode, the LifeStart gyms that are in a lot of our buildings here downtown, the Arthur Murray Dance Studios, they all host events not only today, but throughout the week and the weekend and the end of June as well. So those are some of the different active events that we have. We also have great partners, the Association of Flight Attendants.
Yeah.
The United Airlines actually launched that campaign this year with us. So they're all wearing their purple ribbons throughout the entire month of June to help us raise awareness.
Yeah.
And we also have a Chicago Dogs game on June 29th, the new minor league baseball team
Rosemont.
Out in Rosemont. Yeah, they're hosting an Alzheimer's.
I got to go to one of those games. We have tickets to give away sometime this week. It's such a nice little compact way to see. There's parking right there. The field's right there. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that. I am sorry to tell you that I didn't know purple was associated with Alzheimer's. How long has that been going on?
For as long as I can remember.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So anytime you see somebody with that pin, with the purple ribbon pin, that's what it's referring to, right, is Alzheimer's?
Well, obviously there's different charities that also use the purple, but June was dedicated as Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month by President Reagan. So the entire month of June, we raise awareness, and here in Chicago, we're hosting the Alzheimer's International Conference in July.
Yeah.
And the Alzheimer's Association, it puts that on right here in Chicago this year. So as we go through June, we're gearing up for that.
All right, so if somebody's listening right now and they can't make it to the dance party today, how can we help? What can we do? How can we donate money for to help find a cure?
Yes, so alz.org/Illinois is our website for the Illinois chapter. So all these events that are going on, we have thousands of participants participating in hundreds of events throughout the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, here in the Chicagoland area, we have this awesome dance party and a number of different events. And if you go to the website and search for the longest day right on our homepage right there, you can see all these events, and it links to the team pages for all of our awesome teams.
Good. Lisa and Amanda, you are both currently members of the Honey Bears?
We are.
All right, give us some inside information. What can we expect from the team?
From tonight, you mean?
The season, the upcoming season.
Well, we are no longer with the Bears.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, where have you been? Didn't Virginia McCaskey say no more Honey Bears like 20 years ago?
Way back in 1985. Yeah, so our...
They've not had a Honey Bear since 1985?
No, there's only like three other teams, I think, in the nation that doesn't have cheerleaders. But
this
awful. Way back in 1985.
Where have you been?
I didn't know that.
My husband used to work with the Bears way back in the day, and he, when they got rid of the cheerleaders, he bought the rights of the name, trademarked it, and turned it into a traveling song and dance show. So we perform all over the world for over 180 military bases, over 70 of the Fortune 500 companies, corporate events, state fairs, festivals. So
you know what I just
Bill's birthday party?
Yeah, my birthday party once.
No,
it was fun. The team has not won a championship since 1985.
Exactly,
the last
year.
I wonder if there's any tie-in.
Yeah, the Honey Bear curse.
Yeah, it is the Honey Bear curse. Well, that's awful. I'm gonna, as soon as you leave, I'm getting on the phone. I'm going to fix this quickly.
They know who to call.
All right.
They know who to call.
All right. So it's alz.org/Illinois. And Facebook, Alzheimer's Association Illinois. Instagram as well, ALZ Illinois. And the big dance party going on. Just looking at some of these statistics, it's just, we had talked about them before.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, someone develops Alzheimer's every 65 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I mean, you heard of somebody suffering from dementia, turned out, oh, he had Alzheimer's. You heard like one or two or three people ever, and now every 65 seconds in the United States, someone develops it.
People as young as 40.
Yes, and that's scary, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking to a neurologist about this and what can you do to prevent it. Sometimes it's hereditary. I know there was a while where people were scared to use aluminum pots and pans because they thought that had something to do with it. But it's just trying to take care of yourself, and it seems like it's the luck of the draw. Is that what happens?
Yeah, we do find that, you know, what's good for your body is good for your mind. So we really encourage
eat well, exercise.
Yep, that physical activity, social interaction.
Yeah, you need all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crossword puzzles and word searches. It's, you know.
And dancing.
And dancing, of course.
And my mother-in-law, she could.
Yeah.
She could do the jitterbug.
A good dancer.
She's going to be there tonight in spirit, that's for sure.
I will dance with her.
Yes.
She's
well,
not
in
with
heaven.
Us.
I'm still dancing with her.
Her song,
the real Honey Bears,
news.
You could
Mama Schwartz loved Boogie Shoes, so when that song comes on, that's the dance.
Excellent.
All right, well, we wanted to help get the word out, because until you come on the radio, we wouldn't have known about this at all. So, again, Tara Pink, Manager of Engagement at the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter, Lisa Schwartz, Team Captain, Co-Producer of the Chicago Honey Bears Longest Day Team, and her Co-Captain and Co-Producer, Amanda Castro.
Yeah.
Did it this time. And go to alz.org, Illinois. You can also probably Google this as well. And if you can't attend the big dance party, is there any specific information or website for the dance party tonight?
Yeah, so anyone interested can go to dancethroughthedarkesthour.com. You can also look at any of the Chicago Honey Bear social media pages as well. We have a link, but our tickets are available on Eventbrite for the largest dance party on the longest day in Wheaton.
And our tickets are free. It doesn't cost you to come.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Come and have fun with
us. And this
us.
Is tonight.
Tonight.
What time does it start?
6 p.m.
All right.
Can I do Lumbada the Forbidden Dance? Would that be allowable?
You know what? We're just going to put you on stage and play
see what
some
happens.
Music.
Make the magic happen. All right.
Right. The crowds,
but now you have to go because now people are going to go to see you dance.
I know where you work.
Yeah. I work right here. All right. That's fair. All right. I'll be there.
And if you can't make it tonight, please try to because it's a great organization and a great event. If you can't go to alz.org/Illinois, you can always donate because we have to find a cure. That's the only way to do it. Happy longest day of the year,
thank
girls.
You. It's here.
Thank
I can't you. Believe it.
Thank
June
you
21st.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break and then we have more show coming your way. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. I thought I had something to tell you, but I will tell you it later. No,
I can't wait
commercial.
Till later.
Well, you're going to have to.
Ah, Wendy, that's cruel.
So this whole fundraising event, I just want to point out that every dollar that you raise, if you do a longest day event, every dollar you raise benefits those affected by Alzheimer's disease in your community. It's just killing me that it's so prevalent now.
Right, it's awful. It's terrible. How did I not know that there haven't been cheerleaders at
you
Bears
knew.
Games? Did I know?
Yes, because that was the whole thing that, and you know, I just hear what I hear on radio stations.
Yeah.
Is Virginia McCaskey said, you know, no more, we don't need them. They have been without Honey Bears. You haven't been to a Bears game in forever.
You don't been...
like the Bears anymore.
No, I'm a huge grudge holder against the Bears because they keep doing that thing that I don't like.
Losing.
They lose a lot of games.
Yeah, the Honey Bears haven't been around
since 1985?
Well, yeah.
And I'm just now hearing this?
Yeah, I don't know why Kevin Butler is popping up into my head. I don't know. He never
Kevin
really...
Kevin Butler should have called me and told me this. It's irresponsible of him to not
when,
have told
when he
me
wasn't
this.
Kicking, he wasn't dancing with them or anything, but I just think of Kevin Butler and Tom Thayer and all those people when the Honey Bears were around.
Yeah.
And no, they haven't been there.
And was there one reason or was there a series of reasons? Why? What happened?
I don't know. Does Bertrand know?
He won't talk about it.
They really, I didn't know it's been since the 85 Bears, but I know
sad.
That they haven't been for a long time.
I remember it was a big deal because Cheryl Burton was a Honey Bear.
She was a Honey Bear.
She was in Illini when I was at Illinois at U of I, and she went on to become a Honey Bear.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, that's so cool. You know,
she's the second most famous Honey Bear.
Who's the first?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. 1981 and 1983.
She had where was the doily there?
I don't want to think about it, Mary.
You have to ask Mary.
So right. The same team that decided Jay Cutler was in their best interest also decided they didn't need the Honey Bears? Is that possible?
I don't know if that's
How are they making decisions? Are they using Ouija boards to make decisions over there?
No, but, you know, the rumor was that Virginia McCaskey didn't want
jealous.
It. She did away with the Honey Bears cheerleading squad after the 1985 season, and she said all teams should follow suit. And a lot of women thought that, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're just objectifying women, but, you know.
Well, they are.
They
I know.
Are.
And,
I mean,
and these
are.
Women choose to be part of it.
But they're very well compensated. You know that. They make tons of money.
How would I know that? Do you think I've been one?
They don't make any money.
I don't
money.
Think they did.
They don't
they
make any
not,
money.
Okay.
They don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fun.
It would end up costing them money.
They were supposed to help recruit.
Right. And the name, let's be honest.
Recruit what? Yeah.
Soldiers. And let's be honest, the name is misleading because there would be cheering without them. They're not really leading the cheer. In name, they're leading the cheer, but the crowd knows when to cheer. It's just that it's a Bears game and we haven't had anything to cheer about since 1985.
You're just a bitter man.
I'm not
you know
bitter.
That? You hate soccer, you hate the Bears.
The Bears took away football in this city. They just absolutely took
back.
It away.
The White Sox are sucking big time right now, and that's breaking my heart. But they'll be back. We've got nothing else.
I just got a text. There's a meeting.
No,
you can't say the White Sox are sucking big time.
They're not doing very well right now. I'm not giving up on them.
This is the station of the White Sox.
I know, and I listen to it. I do. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. I was listening to them lose 12-0 yesterday.
Look,
and I was listening to Ed Farmer and DJ, and I'm going to come back for more.
That game was a lot closer than it sounded. You hear 12-0, you go blowout. It was a close 12-0 game.
But that's what I'm saying. When you're a fan of something, even when they're not doing well, you're right. Still with them. You just bail.
Yes, because the Bears have shown nothing in the way of improvement. They draft the wrong people. They hire the wrong people. They get rid of the wrong people.
The Honey Bears. Now you're even more irritated.
That was the last straw. I was willing,
from 85, you know.
Yes.
Oh
my gosh. I was willing to make amends with the Bears, but now I find out that they got rid of their cheerleaders 60 years ago.
30 years of anger bubbling up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not,
I can't take it anymore.
I don't give up, and I don't have another team, and I am not going to become a Packer fan, and so I'm a Bears fan. I'm sorry. I'm not a rabid Bears fan, but
that's all I have. But
in defense
of the Packers, those guys do everything right.
Yeah, but they're there. We're here.
But that's just geography biting us. That's just geography taking a chomp out of us.
It's a new world order.
It is a new world order.
No borders.
Yep.
I am staying true to my Chicago roots. And I am the White Sox and not the Cubs.
Your roots are showing.
I know. I pay extra money to get my roots darkened. I realized that the other day.
She's conflicted when they play the Cardinals still.
I know. I'm a Staley's fan. I like the Chicago Staley's.
All right.
Just a bigger chance of winning the Super Bowl as the Bears do.
You. I grew up in Mantino. There was Staley Ford was in Mantino.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going to take a nap.
I think you should
every year
wait
I watch
till
the
this
first,
season.
I watch the first 10 minutes of a Bears game, and every year at the end of 10 minutes, I go, not going to happen.
But one year, it's going to change.
Will I still be on the planet when that happens? I don't think I will be.
No, you'll be yelling at someone to get off your lawn.
I'm already doing that. That's already covered. All right, we must take a break. A break, some news, more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And yesterday I was talking about that, you know, I'm a dog lover. But there's a noted pet expert that we have on our show every once in a while, Bill. And his name is Steve Dale. And you are live in action. And, Bill, why don't you ask him where he's at?
I can't wait to find out, Steve. Noted pet expert Steve Dale, where are you at?
I am at a place that's like heaven on earth. It is the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. And what I am so shocked about is that I'm here and that Bill Leff isn't here.
Yeah, that's shocking.
That wouldn't be heaven for him. Well, you know that.
I do know that.
What brings you there, Steve? How come you're there?
Well, we are celebrating this facility on North Avenue. It's a cat cafe, one of Chicago's only, but also because they take cats from Chicago Animal Care and Control, and they adopt these cats very successfully out. So people, you know, Animal Care and Control, I want you to go there on Southwestern Avenue. Not enough people do that. So here's another location. It's in Bucktown on North Avenue, 1746. There are always about 12 to 15 cats and kittens here, and they are always looking for homes. And that's where you come in, Bill, because mm-hmm. you probably could come here mm-hmm. and adopt out 12 to 15 cats yourself.
Well, here's my question. So this is a cafe, so are you going there to eat or have a kitty cocktail or something? And then
a kitty cocktail.
And then there are cats around that you can adopt? Is that how it works? Because it's a cool...
Yes, that is exactly how it works. You come here, and you could just come here and play with the cat and hang out with the cats. That's fine. But you can also come here and adopt a cat or a kitten. And a lot of people, what they do, in fact, right now, as I speak to you, there are people here from Michigan that drove in through the rain. There are people here from Palatine that drove in through the rain. And there are people here from down the block that walked here through the rain. And they just want to hang out with the cats or kittens, whether they come home with one or not. I don't know. They don't know. You don't need to do that. It's just a fun place to hang out with cats. And you're probably wondering, well, how can you bring all these cats together and how can all these cats be happy together?
How can you bring all those cats together, noted pet expert Steve Dale, and how can those cats be happy together? That's what I'm wondering.
Funny thing, you should wonder that.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of ways in which you do that. So cats are social animals. Most people don't have a cat in their home. They have about 2.3 cats in America. And when they introduce a cat to their home, to do so slowly, to do so very gradually.
Ah,
I hung up on him. I've heard quite enough.
There you are. You're back.
All right.
You're back.
How do you get one of those 0.3 cats, Steve? That's the kind I want to get. A third of a cat. That sounds great.
Well, they've got some here. They've got even the 0.3 cats.
Yeah.
And one of the ways in which you do that is to use pheromone products. Cats naturally carry pheromones with them. They communicate.
They don't
with
have
pheromones.
Any pockets.
Uh-oh. Then I don't know how they do it. So here's how they do it. Yeah. They rub, that's good. They rub their cheek pads and they deposit a pheromone against, like they would a table leg or your leg.
Same thing you got that's in trouble cats... for at the Christmas party, Wendy.
Shut up. That's not for air.
I saw her do that, too.
It's very disconcerting.
It was. And instead, you could plug in a copy of those pheromones. It's called Feel Away, and it lowers tension in cats. There's another product called Feel Away Multicat, and that is exactly why these cats get along, for the most part, incredibly well, even though they didn't previously know one another. It's a slow introduction, and it's using Feel Away Multicat, which is a naturally occurring pheromone, a copy of that, that is simply used, and the cats do lower their tensions a little bit. And
that's amazing.
Play is a great, yeah, it really is. It's not a drug or anything like that, you know. It's just a copy of an all-natural product. And play is also a great stress buster. So for the employees that work here, part of their job is to play with the cats. Not a tough job.
We are going on vacation and we need to board Kona. And yesterday I was going around looking at different places and there were some kittens that I swear to God, I almost got a kitten.
Oh,
they're so cute. When you're at the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe at 1746 North Avenue today, people can adopt. There are kittens. There are cats. When I got Declan, he was already a couple years old, and he was really easy to take care of then. But kittens are so darn cute. Do they do, like, a background check and get everything ready so you can bring one home today if you so choose?
A background check on the kittens?
No, on the people who want to adopt them.
I know. I'm sorry. Yes, they do, and it's just like going to an animal shelter and adopting a dog or a cat. It's the same idea, but this is an extension, really, of Chicago Animal Care and Control. That's where the cats and kittens are from. So, yeah, you go through a similar process. You have to be committed to take care of a pet for, depending on the age of the cat you're getting, for another 10 or 15 years or more. We hope more, right? And if you make that commitment, we hope you live up to it. But it's the same process you would go through at any animal shelter.
Steve, this is the first time I've ever asked you, but I have a legitimate question. Is that okay?
Uh-oh.
All right,
yes,
this is a real question. Let's say you are already, like in Wendy's case, she has a dog and was taking a look at a cat. Do they frown upon that? You know, the myth that cats and dogs don't always get together well, is that a factor when they're adopting a dog or a cat, is whether or not you already have the opposite?
Well, most people already have a cat in their household or a 0.3 cat in their household when they come here to adopt a cat.
Yeah.
And now about 25% of the people that have a cat also have a dog at home or vice versa. So it's not unusual. You use the right word, myth. It's a myth. Dogs and cats,
myth.
It's wrong to say they fight like cats and dogs.
Right.
It's actually easier to introduce a dog into a home or a cat into a home with a dog.
Yeah.
Or a dog into a home with a cat.
Really?
Than two cats, yes.
That's interesting.
But it absolutely works, you know, if you do it the right way. And that's why products like Feel Away Multicat are so helpful. So 5 years ago or 10 years ago, these products weren't around for us to use. These tools weren't available that are available today.
Right.
So part of the reason why we have so many mixed species families are products like these pheromone products that are available now.
Feel Away. I got to try that one of these days. How long are you going to be there, Steve?
I am going to be here for a couple of hours or until it stops raining, which could be the way we're going a week from Thursday.
That's a long time, Steve.
Are you Facebook Live-ing this today at the
Windy
Kitty Cat Cafe?
At 12 noon, we are going to do a Facebook Live. So if you go to my Facebook fan page, just type in my name, Stig Dale, under pages, you will see this place in person. So if you don't want to drive in from Michigan, what's so funny, Bill?
Wendy and I, you're so enthusiastic. We like when you give yourself your own reverb. That's always fun. Nobody else does that. That's not easy to do.
He's like Stevie Two Time.
Yeah.
Two Time or whatever. No, go. We love your enthusiasm.
I miss being in the studio with you. It's wrong that I'm separated.
Yes.
So you guys should be here at Windy Kitty. Bill would love it.
We moved to a new building, but we didn't tell Steve Dale what the building is. He has to find us.
Are you at 1746 North Avenue?
I am there. I have no idea where you guys are, but yes.
Out there.
Undisclosed location.
Yes. Are you upset about Coco the gorilla who died? Coco the gorilla mastered sign language. It's pretty amazing. My son Dylan followed the YouTube channel and could watch her communicate. And Robin Williams had quite a relationship with Coco the gorilla. 46 years old. Very sad.
Yeah, I know one of the people that took care of Coco for some time. And I've never spoken myself with Penny Patterson, the person who said years ago, let's see what gorillas can do. And it turns out here's what they can do. It is not recommended that we do this with all gorillas, but we learned a lot about gorillas. And, in fact, Coco had a pet cat.
He did? How'd that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Coco.
It's true. They brought in this little kitten. And
Coco
you know,
was a girl.
Coco's just, yes.
Bill said he. I just wanted to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I just assumed. Oh. I'm sorry.
So they brought in a little kitten for Coco, and Coco is just Coco's a great ape. We're great apes.
Yeah.
And Coco,
that's not so great.
Kitten.
I'm an okay ape. Yeah.
Pretty good ape.
Thank you.
And Coco bonded with this gorilla. I mean, let me do this again.
Yeah.
Coco, thank you, sir. So Coco bonded with the kitten with Coco, and it was Coco's pet, really.
Wow.
And she made famous friends like Fred Rogers, who appeared on TV as Mr. Rogers, obviously, Robin Williams. And she was said to have understood some 2,000 words of spoken English. Isn't that impressive?
Yeah, that's impressive.
Wow.
Very sad.
All right, well, blessings to Coco, and go see Steve Dale, noted pet expert Steve Dale. He is at Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, 1746 North Avenue. There's a Facebook Live event happening at 12 noon if you can't make it out. But go get a little kitty or a cat.
You can adopt a cat, or at the end of the day, you can adopt Steve Dale. That's the last deal, and that's always a fun thing to watch.
And no background check required for him.
None. Zero. Isn't that crazy? Steve, thank you. I hope today's a big success for you guys.
I love you guys. Thank you.
We have strong feelings toward
you
as well.
Love you too.
Bye, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Why can't you just give him an I love you?
I do love him. But it's so funny when he gives himself his own reverb.
Well,
it's one of the top events. Nobody else does that.
He's really enthusiastic, and I love that.
Yes.
He should have a longer show than 20 minutes on a Sunday morning, I got to tell you.
Yeah, he's mentioned that.
Well, I know you don't like pets, but I'm scrambling to find a boarding place for the dog. I don't want to leave
my dog. Let me do it.
This dog will be dead by the time I come back.
No. Come on. You don't trust me?
No. No.
Come on. What's the worst that could happen?
He could be dead when I come home.
All right. There's that.
He's pretty much potty trained. He hasn't had an accident in the house in over a month, which is pretty huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back and he will.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I know. Thank you for the offer.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Blast.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Speaking of food, did you hear about this fan out in Philadelphia? There's a Cardinals game against the Phillies, and the strange way in which a fan got injured.
A wiener to the eye?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. A Phillies fan has suffered one of the strangest injuries in recent memory. In Monday's game against the Cardinals, Kathy McVeigh was hit in the face by a hot dog. which was fired by the Philly Fanatic. You know who the Philly Fanatic is?
Yeah.
The mascot of the Phillies who's...
Why is he shooting hot dogs? And why isn't he coming in the studio and shooting hot dogs at us?
I don't know. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Is it in a bun?
One of his bits is to... Yeah.
Is it in a bun?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it is. He shot her in the face. In between innings, the mascot shot hot dogs into the crowd. One was fired into the direction of McVay, who explained what happened next. Here's the quote. The next thing I know, he shot in our direction, and bam, it hit me like a ton of bricks, and my glasses flew off. I have a small hematoma in my eye, and mostly it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to go down the side of my face. You can't be scarred for life, right? This is temporary, right? I'm hoping.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a projectile. I mean, I guess it is coming. How fast was it coming? What was it clocked at, Bill? What was the pitch?
It doesn't say, because I'm wondering if this was shot out of, you know when you go to a Hawks game and they've got the T-shirt gun?
T-shirt cannons, yeah.
Right?
It comes pretty
so
fast.
So if it came out of that's fast, but you can't, like if I picked up a hot dog right now and threw it at somebody, I wouldn't throw it at you, you're my friend, but if somebody came in here that I was the enemy of, and my only resort was to throw a hot dog.
That's your big enemy thing?
I'll throw
a hot dog at you.
I keep a hot dog in my utility belt in case an enemy comes in and I can fend them off with it. But even like the hardest throw I would have, it wouldn't injure them, would it? A hot dog?
Well, if it hit you in the eye, you had an eye injury, you know, from the styrofoam or whatever, the padding.
Foam rubber.
Yeah. I guess styrofoam would be worse.
I went to Four Eyes yesterday on my way home for that, by the way.
You did?
I saw an ophthalmologist, yeah.
Oh, they had a doctor there?
Yeah.
Oh, then you're fine.
On
what
premises.
Did they say?
They did this weird thing. For people who don't know, I was lifting weights 2 days ago, and I lifted a weight up over my head.
And got hit by a hot dog in the eye.
Got hit by a hot dog in the eye by the Philly fanatic who was working out next to me. What a strange coincidence, huh?
What a fun time.
Oh, what a great time. I work out where all the masks, they have a health club with just
Matt. Southpaw was there.
He was there.
Tommy
Ruby
Hawk.
Was there. Rhubarb was taking a spin class. It's crazy. Clark the Bear was there. He didn't have pants on. He never has pants on.
Yeah, he needs pants.
It's uncomfortable.
Not Winnie the Pooh, for God's sakes.
Right. So a particle of foam rubber lodged behind my eye, and I went in to have it looked at. So they do a test where they pour a yellow dye into my eye, and then they surround me with blue lights. Isn't that crazy? I don't know what that was.
Did you feel like you were involved in a Peter Max poster?
I thought I was abducted by aliens.
Maybe you were at Kmart.
Maybe I was at Kmart. I didn't think about that.
Blue light special.
I saved over $1.80 on shorts, so it might have been in a Kmart. So they found no infection. Everything's fine.
And no foam?
No foam.
So it just scratched.
Oh, foam rubber.
Yeah.
No.
It just kind of irritated your eye. It came out.
He said there would have been an infection that would have shown by the lights. Yeah, the lights would have shown an infection.
Good.
So I'm free to leave.
All right, well, so that was just a little piece of foam rubber that went in your eye. Imagine
a hot dog in your eye.
Being shot out of a cannon, it's going to hurt. Your eye is gushy.
Yeah.
It's just a gelatinous ball.
That's not nice, but all right.
It is. So, like, if a wiener hits the gelatinous ball, it's going to bruise
it. It's going to mess it up.
Yeah. Thank God she didn't lose her vision, because, boy, that's a funny story to tell the grandkids. How'd you lose your eyesight, Grandma?
Philly fanatic shot me in the eye with a hot dog.
Is it in a bun? I gotta know. Is it in a wrapper?
Because
if you just got a hot dog shot out of a cannon at you, would you eat it? Because I wouldn't.
Well, you would probably open your mouth and try to aim it. You would say to yourself, I bet I could catch this in my mouth. Because you're very competitive. It's uncomfortable.
That's dirty, and you slammed me in the same thing. And thanks. Good double whammy.
I feel today was a success. I don't know the answer to any of your questions. They didn't over at MSN. You know how things go. They're in a hurry to get the news out first. They don't really pay attention to detail. But those are all good questions. Was it in a bun?
Yeah.
Were there any condiments on it?
They never give it.
When they're shooting hot dogs, it's condiment free.
Even when you buy a hot dog at a ballpark, and boy, I love the food at
White Sox Park.
Yes, at Guaranteed
Rate Field.
But you get a hot dog, and it's just wrapped in foil, and it's so steamed in their bun, and then they give you the packets.
Right.
So they're always plain, I guess.
You know what the saddest part of this is, and it just occurred to me, is that the Philly fanatic, because he has a fixed look on his face, there's no way for him to look remorseful. Like, no matter what awful thing he does, he just looks madcap and zany. You know, there's nothing he can do because of the way the face is. To look like, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to hit you in the eye with a hot dog. He's always going to look,
See the guy who looks like he's got a bugle for a mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can we get you guys to the Mascot Hall of Fame in Whiting, Indiana? It's supposed to open up this year. I don't know if it's official, but I know
you're kidding, Ryan, but
no, I'm not.
I would love that.
I don't know. They'd scare me.
Come on. I would love... I would do that in a minute.
We'll canoe down there. It's right on the lakefront there. We'll just canoe down there.
All right.
This poor woman has, like, massive bruises.
She says a hematoma.
Well, yeah, so that's like a bulbous bruise, basically. It's all down her face. I mean, that's some pretty bad damage from a dog.
Yeah. Isn't Chief Hematoma the Atlanta Braves mascot? I think he is. He's not?
I'm on break.
All right. We'll take a quick break along with Wendy. More show. It's Bill and Wendy WGM.
He knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, Bill.
If anyone's Dean, it's Dean. There's no doubt about that. Dean, how are you?
Hello.
We didn't think you were there. Were you playing games with us?
I forgot to turn the microphone on.
You and Orion have the same problem today.
Yeah.
That happens.
I think his was malfunctioning. Mine was human error, as we like to call it.
That's all right.
Operator error.
Operator error.
Dean, I'm going to throw a story at you that I just learned an hour ago, and I don't know if you know anything about this, but do you know anything about the story about Kobe Bryant not being allowed to be in the Academy?
I do not.
All right. So last year, Kobe Bryant, one of the greatest basketball players of our generation, won an Academy Award for his participation in a short film.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to be a voting member of the Academy. He thought that'd be fun. You know, I could influence. And he applied for it. And other animators, because he made an animated short film, said, yeah, wouldn't that be fun to have Kobe Bryant in? But the Board of Regents, who are in charge of this, in charge of the Academy, said, no, he's not really in the film industry, despite the fact that he won an award. That's not fair.
It's not fair, but it's also not unusual. It's not unusual for someone who gets a nomination, even a win, to not get membership in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for several years, generally. It's very, very unusual that somebody gets in on the first year.
Is Shaquille O'Neal in it?
I do not know if he is a...
For Kazam? He was in Kazam. He was really good in that.
He should be.
He's really good.
He's had a stellar film career.
Yes.
That much I know. But they've been... they've been... You know, trying to open things up, and make the membership of the Academy much more diverse over the last few years. But they still have some rules that they follow, and you can see where there may have been actors, directors, writers, people who actually make movies who have been doing it for a decade, a couple of decades, who still have not been. Granted membership into the board, being a little resentful if somebody, gets in after their first year,
right?
Just because he was a famous basketball player, basically,
right? And we may never see him participate in another movie again. To be fair, right?
We may. He seemed like he enjoyed it.
Yeah,
seemed like he enjoyed the process. The movie was called Dear Basketball. It was great. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him in it again, but. Oh. I wouldn't if we saw him making movies again, but I would hate to see other people denied just because somebody famous comes along.
Right, that's true.
And they, you know, would want to be in it.
Yeah, and this is a sad story, really in every direction. But the Chris Hardwick situation, it's getting worse before it gets better, isn't it?
It kind of follows the pattern that we've seen for. So many people who have been accused of sexual abuse, sexual assault, which Chris Hardwick's girlfriend did accuse him. He's denied it. But in the meantime, while all of it's being sorted out, he's lost several jobs. He's been dropped from several projects that he was supposed to be a part of. And, I certainly can understand organizations... not wanting to seem to be endorsing somebody who is been accused of something. But, you know, there is something to be said for due process also.
And right.
Yeah, because
presumption
if
of innocence before... you know, before somebody's actually proven guilty.
And I don't want to do any witness shaming because I don't know any, or, you know, I don't know anything about what happened. But if it turns out that it isn't true, isn't it going to be hard to recover from all this, even though,
yeah,
I mean, it just doesn't seem fair.
Absolutely. Your name is tainted.
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently, Chris Hardwick's ex-wife's mother is Patty Hearst.
No, his current wife's mother.
His current wife's mother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the girlfriend is previous then.
Right.
She posted some pictures and I think some videos trying to show the character of Chris Hardwick. She's totally, completely supportive of him and posted pictures for sure. It may have also been video, you know, showing what a nice guy he is. And you know,
he's married to, she's a model and an actress named Lydia Hearst, and her mother is Patty Hearst. Mm. And Patty Hearst was very quick to jump to his side and say, that's not the Chris Hardwick we know.
And this former girlfriend cheated on him and tried to get back, and it just seems strange to me. Again, I'm not victim shaming is what I meant to say.
Yeah,
but if they broke up and then she's trying to get back, any woman can come right out and say something bad about a man right now.
I have a hard time figuring all of this out because, to me, there's nothing more appalling than somebody who takes advantage of their position or their physical stature to take advantage of someone, a man against a woman against a man, anybody against a child. To me, there's no excuse for any of that. But I would like to see some due process in a lot of these cases. Presumption of innocence that anybody would want if they were accused of something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would like to see that happening.
Yeah, that's Dean Richards. Here's what we'll do, a quick break, and then Dean will tell us which movies are coming out this weekend, including one of the most anticipated movies of the year. We'll find out how that did.
And because we only have one movie this week,
yes.
We may have some time for the latest in the Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande.
Oh, good.
I would love to hear that.
Whirlwind Romance, because there have been a couple of developments.
Yeah. All right, let's make time,
right,
please.
24. Yeah, we'll get to that next. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Dean Richards on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Dean Richards is our guest. We're talking about movies, as we do with Dean on Thursdays. So, Dean, it's only one movie this week, and this is by design because sometimes there's a movie so big that the other movie companies just say, we give in. We're not going to beat this movie. Take it, right?
Yeah, that's what the Jurassic World people are hoping. That's for sure there's nothing else to go up against this movie this week.
I can't wait to see it, I got to tell you.
I had fun watching the movie. I was a little bit disappointed overall, but I got to say, when I came out of it, I had fun. It's nostalgic. It reminds me of the first movies, which I'm completely blown away when I actually stopped to do the math, because the first movie doesn't seem that long ago to me. It was 25 years ago.
Oh my God!
Jurassic Park
was 25 years ago, which is mind blowing because I remember loving it and how exciting it was and how different it was.
Yeah.
How completely thrilling every single moment was. That original movie and even a couple of the sequels. We're now into sequel. This is number 5, the new one that's coming out tomorrow. The original movies had such character-filled actors in it, dimension-filled characters. You cared about them. You cared about what was happening what they were going through and this problem that they've never had. You cared about the white-knuckling excitement of all this as the dinosaurs were being unleashed and, you know, technical innovation, number one, but also the emotional innovation that was part of this. Steven Spielberg was really quite brilliant in assembling this first one. And I think that's what's lacking in this movie. It's fun enough. It's good. I had a nice time watching it. But it's lacking those emotional attachments. I really didn't care about anybody that much in this movie. It's not like I was rooting for the dinosaur to eat people, but it didn't bother me that much when it happened along the way. This movie, I think, is story light and effects heavy. the dinosaurs are beautiful. The you know, how they're able to create all of this now with 25 years worth of technical effects that they're able to use now, it's nothing short of stunning to see all of this. Some of it's puppetry, some of it is done digitally.
But it's very believable when you're watching the dinosaurs, isn't it?
Oh, it's completely, totally believable. But the story, I think, is what's lacking here, and that's why I gave it a C minus.
Mm.
I came out and said, yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't know if I would ever want to watch it again, but mm-hmm. I enjoyed watching it. So Dean's list C minus on it's Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom,
and a return of Jeff Goldblum, right?
For Jeff Goldblum is in the movie for probably less time than we have been talking today.
Oh, no. They show prominently in the ads.
It is the biggest mortgage appearance that I've ever seen. if the Academy ever puts together a new category of award, who is in the movie for the shortest amount of time, clearly for a mortgage payment.
The winner is Jeff Goldblum.
The winner would be Jeff Goldblum.
He and that's chaos theory in right the there, movie Dean. You're looking at chaos theory.
I love him.
Or anything can happen. There's no rhyme or reason. It's chaos theory.
I got to tell you, I've talked to so many A-list celebrities. And recently, when I was in Hawaii, where they shot this movie, and we did the interviews there, I had the best time talking to Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, he's nuts.
He is so nuts.
Yeah.
He read my palm. He showed me how he could wiggle his ears.
Oh, excellent.
Individually.
That's impressive, because I can wiggle my ears, but not one at a time.
No, he doesn't
he
separately.
He does separately, one at a time.
He's a genius.
And when you ask him a question,
yeah,
you know, he gets this. A look of bewilderment about it. Like he's never heard a question
he
before.
Always looks from side to side to see if anyone's paying attention.
I was just looking at the interview a couple of minutes ago laughing out loud because he's so nuts and I love him.
Yeah, he's great.
I love him. He's in my top three favorites always.
All right,
to talk
we
to.
Promise we're going to do
wish
our
he,
best.
I wish he was in the movie more.
Yeah,
C minus on Jurassic.
That's right. Too bad. All right,
Pete
what do we
Davidson,
know?
Yes. Pete Davidson was on Jimmy Fallon last night, where he did confirm that they are engaged. He said on that show that he feels like he won some sort of contest. And that, as he put it, dudes on the street are walking up to me and like tipping their hats. Way to go, way to go, dude. And other people saying, hey, you give me hope that I could
nice.
Find somebody. So, but the other bit of news is, Wendy, maybe you'll enjoy this, that apparently they've moved in together now. They got a place in the Chelsea area of Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
$16 million apartment.
Mm. Jeez, which she's paying for, of course.
I'm guessing you don't make that much money on SNL to be able to afford something like that. Mm. 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, and Sting is their neighbor.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
A nice bonus.
Can't I stay in one of their bedrooms? I want to live with them.
That's excellent.
Which you would think. You've never stood next to Sting.
Can Sting wiggle his ears independently, though? That's the question, Dean.
Let me read Sting's poem.
I wonder if he can.
I want.
That's Dean Richards, everybody, on the WGN
Thanks,
Morning News.
See
Watch him there. Thank you, Dean. We'll find out what Steve has next on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Bill and Wendy, WGN.